So I'm really excited to introduce you to the chair and co-founder of the Minnesota Aurora FC. Her name is Andrea Yock, like stock, and I'm so excited to have her join us tonight. Why? Because on Saturday, the Twin Cities' newest sports franchise fell short of their championship goal. Short of that, however, Minnesota Aurora FC is hitting all of their marks. In just its second year, the Aurora has become one of the most formidable teams in the USLW League. That is huge. Playing several of the sold-out home games at Egan's TCO Stadium, the franchise has already turned a few heads across the metro. To talk about the organization's fast start, we welcome Aurora Chair and co-founder to the program via the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Andrea Yock. How are you, Andrea?
Hi, I'm good. We're a little bit tired and a little bit sad today, but appreciate you having me on.
Really grateful that you were able to join us tonight. I can only imagine how difficult it has been because you guys are doing well, and then all of a sudden there's this change. How did you handle it, and how did the team handle it?
It's hard because this team and our team last year, they truly love each other. The chemistry is so strong, and they become such good friends. And so to be beaten in the playoffs, and you know, sports are hard, and that's the thing. Everything else with this team is so beautiful and harmonious and happy, but then you remember it's competition. Everybody right. wants to win. So, just everyone was very sad. They were sad last night, sad again today, but they got together tonight, and Miles were coming back out again, and they're playing volleyball and just spending some time together before everybody goes their separate ways at the end of the summer. But right now, just a little bit of sadness, but also pride in the season that we had.
How do you keep everyone feeling good, saying, hey, we're ready for 2024. We are not gonna have to worry about it. We're going to be our best selves. How do you get them to that?
Well, honestly, a lot of it is because of our fans. We had 7,000 people at our last game. We're breaking attendance records. We're breaking our own attendance records, and we have the highest attendance out of 66 teams in the league and some of the best attendance in the United States for women's soccer. And so when the players see those fans, we had fans come to Flint, Michigan, which is not easy to get to, by the way.
Right.
It means
right.
so much, right? So all you want to do is do it again. You want to get back in front of those fans. You want to give them everything that you have. And that makes a huge difference when you know you're playing for these people who have so many choices. They could go to so many different things. We live in a market where there's every night there's competition, and yet you choose to come to an Aurora game. Our players absolutely want to give you their best.
So with them wanting to give their best, what more can you do? I know encouraging them, making sure that it's tight team, that they understand everything that you are teaching, everything that if do they add to it? Do they come to you and say, hey, what if we try this or we try that? Is that something that you can do in this sport?
From a pure soccer standpoint, my head coach would be much better to answer that than I would be. I try not to actually interfere with decisions being made on the soccer field. But as far as things they want to do, you know, housing, when they want to get here, how they want to work out, what time they want to work out, even, you know, we made a decision to fly to Detroit instead of busing. Those things we try to support as much as we possibly can. We want Aurora to be the best atmosphere and the most supportive place for the players that we can. So from our medical staff at Twin Cities Orthopedic to the trainer to our strength and conditioning coach, we have a mental skills coach this year. Any of those things that we think we can do in order to help make our players healthy and whole mentally and physically, we will provide for them. And all they have to do is ask.
Right. Will you be taking on any new players? Do you know?
Yes, there's always going to be some turnover. We hope to have some players that might be able to go over and play in Europe. So we'll lose some players from moving up in the world and going on to bigger jobs, which is great. One of our most popular players, Christelle Yua, she just graduated from dental school, so she's now a doctor.
Wow.
So she'll start her dental career. Yeah. She played with us while going to dental school at the University of Minnesota. And we didn't actually, she's a great story. We didn't even know she was here. She went to Michigan State. She was a star at Michigan State. Our league only is 2 years old. So when she graduated from Michigan State, there was nowhere for her to keep going to play. Came out here for dental school, and we were having tryouts, and somebody said, you should go try out. And so Christelle will start her dental career in September as a full, doctor, and she worked really hard. She took her boards during soccer season and everything else. So there's a few we'll lose that way, because they're at the age where they finish their master's programs and want to just get started with their life. And then there's, a bunch that will come back, and we had new ones this year too, and the chemistry just continued to be wonderful. So our coaching staff does a great job of finding women who fit into our system of, gratitude, loving what we're building here, believing in what we're building here. And so it'll make next year exciting.
Wow, it's incredible. It really is incredible, and I know what it feels like to lose. And so I love that even though they lost, what they did accomplish was really remarkable. And I am expecting that for next year. I know that they're going to be excited to be back, and the audience will get bigger and bigger. I really believe that. And by the way, are you seeing more or hearing more about Minnesotans coming to the games, making sure that they try to fill it up?
We've been at capacity for a while. So,
oh, good. Really, good, good, good.
Since we started this team, the response from the community has been tremendous. From media has been amazing, and the fans. So our last home game 2 weeks ago, which turned out to be our last game for the season, we had 7,000 people in the stadium. We can't fit any more people than that.
That's
so
amazing.
So we've been well over 6,000 fans for almost all of our games, and that we just keep pushing and trying to get more in and have some standing room only. But yeah, our community has been amazing, and we are by far blown away from what we thought would happen when we started this team, and it's just going to continue to grow.
Wow. Congratulations. This is so big. And I really hope I can get some tickets to come to some of the shows. Better get them pretty quick. It sounds like it goes pretty quickly, those tickets. So that's
quickly.
Yeah, that's a great problem to have, right? It's a great problem.
Yes, exactly. And we keep our ticket prices low because we really want everybody to be able to come. So that, I think that's part of the sellout, right? Is it's a really great place for people to be able to come in groups without breaking your bank.
Well, I'm just shocked when I read sentences like outscoring opponents 61-4. You just kind of go, wow, how in the world did they not win that last one? But anything can happen. Anything can happen. Right. The big deal that we have to do is support. So I'm going to do my best to do that. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.